Shalom lachem.
Hello, welcome to the series of talk, A New Life with the Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. So lately we've been talking about money, and we are looking at this matter of money from all kinds of directions, because we're living in a time where money is putting us into all kinds of problems, and we'd like to talk to the Rav Lightman, and each time we open a new aspect of this issue of money, and from this topic, we want to expand our perception and our life in general and how we relate to this matter of money. So in our previous talk, Rav Lightman, we talked about money and the Jewish mind. We got to know history a little more, where this nation came from, what is its basis, what's foundation, and we summarized by saying that this quality that Jews have is their ability to connect, and this is also how they develop trade and international commerce. And you said that within every Jew, there's a merchant. One has a big merchant and one has a small, but this, they all have this ability to connect. And if until now we had this ability to do this business on the material level, like connect between Jeffrey and John and do business between them, but if we're looking ahead to the future, this will not be enough anymore. We had to add a new kind of business. Me, as a Jew, I have this ability, this quality of to connect, to glue people together. And in the processes that humanity is going through now, I need the ability to connect people on a new level. So I would like to direct our talk today to this direction and understand what is this new business that Jews have to do today, and maybe in the orientation of the State of Israel, what is this new business? The nations of the world claim that Israel causes harm to the world, that this very connection that we need to create between every Jeffrey and John, we do it in order to make a gain of our own at their expense, and they hardly stand us between them. What is their feeling that instead of us being between them as something that's beneficial in the correct connection between them? Because we suddenly exist everywhere between everybody. We're such a small minority in the world, but we are in every place. And every place that we are, we evoke a negative response. Because inside those ties of commerce and industry and culture and education, anything possible. In all of these ties, there is a lack of livelihood, of life, that we need to add in the correct connection between that same Jeffrey and John, something that we're not doing, that we're not fulfilling. Instead of creating the connection between all the nations of the world in the correct way, in a unified way, mutual way, friendly way, or social way, so that even though each one is an egoist, they'll also all be tied together as one man in one heart, just like the people of Israel was once in history, and this ability remained in our genes. We need to renew and awaken this ability, our ability for connection between us, and to take the rest of the nations into this connection as well. We need to be like a glue, like a fluid that exists between all the different nations and fills all of the gaps between them, and then everybody becomes connected through us, because we are the force of bestowal and they are the force of reception, and only we can therefore do this commerce between everybody, because the force of bestowal is the force that connects, and the force of reception is the force that that exists, that keeps itself together. It's like it's like a casting, It's like cogwheels, but who can connect these cogwheels? We are like the clutch. We are like the part that connects these cogwheels. This is our role. This is what is written, that you shall be a holy nation of Kohens and educator. The Kadosh, the holy people, means that it's in bestowal, because we need to be a force of bestowal. And truly, if we made the correct calculation, we'd see that for this force of bestowal, we don't need more than the small amount of people that we have in humanity. That's enough. If we perform this good sort of commerce, meaning this right connection between people, as is written, go and make a living off each other, where each one makes a gain out of connecting himself to the other and being connected. He connects in order to receive, and he connects himself in order to give. If they know, with our help, how to do, how to create this mutual form, we will suddenly build a human system that works wonderfully. Like an electronic system or hydraulic system, a system that's balanced, that's in harmony, where each and every part knows about all the other parts and is mutually connected to all the other parts. This is what's called being as one man and one heart. And everybody knows about the general plan of the existence of all of humanity, and each one knows his place there. This is called being in mutual guarantee. And this is only possible on the condition that each one rises above his own private, small ego and attains the feeling, the experience of this entire general eternal system. And by that he attains the eternal the experience of eternal life. And he goes up to the human level, of the speaking level, which is above the life of the flesh. Just like we spoke in the last show, that the entire nation of Israel had this experience. So this is what the nations of the world are actually demanding from us. This commerce, this connection between everyone. And this is what we actually need to do now. It's like a startup. It's a new startup. This is the true role that we have, and this is our true business. And this is what you now need to begin to do in the entire world. I have something to sell to you. The method of connection, which is above this crisis that is happening, where everything is breaking, it is actually the product that is most wanted. There's something that I'd like to share. In each time that we touch on this subject of the specialty or the destiny of the human nation, of the Jewish nation, I have this very powerful feeling, like a repulsion from inside. And when I look inside, it's like a fear, a very great fear. Of course. Excuse me. Nice lady. I used to appear in, I was at a Catholic university in Chicago before anti-Semitic organizations in Russia and in lots of other places. I spoke with the Freemasons and all kinds. If I speak openly about what's at the basis of the people of Israel, anti-Semitism, our role, their role, and I explain it in a clear way, no, not one stood up after this explanation with hate. They begin to think about these things. A lot of things begin to fall into place, also with religions and the internal feeling, with everything. If we go out with this startup and we tell the entire world that this is what we now need to do, and with this terrible crisis in the background that is, for now, is still threatening us from afar. It still hasn't reached us. It's a year or two from us to enter this tsunami that has already begun to cover us with its wave. We now have the opportunity to go out to the stock market, the special stock market, and begin to sell the stocks where whoever joins this will gain, will succeed. Each and every nation, each and every part that joins this will gain, will win big time. Join what? Join this method. Our factory. Meaning to enter the integral education and teaching. To teach means to connect. First, we need to study it before we can actually manifest it or actualize it, and to continue, to later continue to act in round tables and schools, all kinds of activities. This is clear. But in all kinds of circles, in all kinds of places, through the virtual web, and also all kinds of our students in all over the world who are now going through training to be teachers and lecturers, educators, and instructors. It's already a web, a network. It's thousands of people who can perform this job. This is called the Nation of Israel, the people of Israel that is directed, Yeshalkel, straight to the Creator, straight to the upper force, the mutual force of bestowal. And this is what we need to offer humanity as a salvation from the crisis, from all kinds of problems. We're not drawing them or pulling them to the sky. The sky is not up there. It's here. First of all, it's here on the ground. We have no possibility to be connected. Everything is falling apart and falling through our fingers. And to keep things together, we need a new method, a method of connection. And then through that, only through connection, you can exist in a global world. In an integral world where all of us are connected together with the butterfly effect and all of these things, you have no choice. Also, science and reality, they are compelling us. They're pushing us to do that. They're requiring this. What do you think is the source of the repulsion and the fear of Jews? Because it's binding us, it's forcing us. I need to constantly hide myself, that I'm not Jewish, that I am like everybody else. Right, because to be Jewish throughout history only brought me suffering. Don't tell me I grew up between the nations of the world. I know what that is very well. I wanted to succeed in science. They didn't let me. I wanted to succeed. I wanted to be accepted to some research organization to work there, they didn't let me. And so on and so forth. I know it on myself, and also from each person on the street and everywhere you go. You're always afraid. You always have this need to defend yourself. I know it on myself. But I'm saying here it's something completely different. They say that the best defense is to attack. There is such a saying, I don't know how to express it in Hebrew. Yes, it's the one. So this is what you do because you have no choice. You now cannot hide yourself in this great crisis. Anti-Semitism, out of this pressure and crisis and frustration that the nations of the world are experiencing, it is rising naturally within nature. Why? Because the crisis is coming from the body disintegrating because it needs a new kind of connection, a global, integral connection. And the specialists in this are only Jews in our world, and they need to bring the world the method of connection. Mutual bestowal. Arvut, mutual guarantee. And if they don't bring it, then naturally each and every one in the world feels that something is lacking, completion. The Jewish force, this is what I lack, and therefore I hate him because he's not giving it to me. It's as if he's stealing it from me, not just my wealth, which I had before, maybe with some success here and there, whenever everybody was well off, then they didn't really notice Jews. They were able to stand Jews. But when it's bad, they can't stand them. This is what's interesting. When the nations of the world feel bad, they cannot stand Jews, because then they claim from them, they blame them for this, of course. This is a very interesting system here that I feel that we need to stop and look at it for a little, because it's like a psychological barrier with Jews, right? Because all throughout exile, we've become accustomed to being quiet, to hide our Judaism and to work behind the scenes. And now suddenly we need to take this specialty that's always given us suffering and we didn't want to stick out. And now we need to bring it out into the open, and there's a sphere in our root that's there. And this relationship is that on the one hand they hate us for not being active and not doing what we're meant to do. On the other hand, on our side, we're afraid to bring out this special quality within us. And I feel that there could be a place here where we need to open it up and to give it an explanation, to release a kind of load, an emotional load that is very heavy of the Jewish nation, that is, it's in the heart of each and every one of us. That's right. So what do you want me to do? How do we? The question is, how do we awaken Jews and to awaken them to understand? This time it won't hurt, something like that. That this time it won't hurt. If we will be late, then it will hurt, because then the external forces will come and compel us forcefully because they have no choice. And therefore we need to understand that the nations of the world are operated automatically by nature. Wherever we do not add our own force from by free will, they will come and demand us to add our force, our power. They don't have free will. They are completely operated by their nature, and then they cause all kinds of destructions, as Balasulam writes at the end of the preface to the Zohar. So then we have no choice. We must advertise, and first of all, between Jews, what is their purpose, especially at our times and now, not in our times, and there will be a period that will continue, but now, here and now. I wanted to ask about something you said before about feelings that the other nations have towards Jews. You described a feeling, and you said that the Jew is a merchant. He's the one who connects Jeffrey and John. Because he excels at connection, then he excels at trade. Yes. So you said that the thing is that today they feel that you, as a Jew, when you connect between Jeffrey and John, there's no trade anymore. Just understand, today everything is falling apart, disintegrating. Right, and he also said that he steals from me. Right, today the commercial connections between states, between the common market and the countries, it stops working. It's stopping its ability to work because we've grown in our connection between us to a level where we need to begin in this connection to be integral, to be tied together in 1,001 forms. And this can only be on the condition that we begin to correct our nature and to some extent, we begin to feel the internal connections. Trade today demands from us, if we are connected all around the globe and dependent on each other, it demands from us a feeling of belonging to one family. It can't just be a give and take and let me gain the maximum off you and you and him the maximum off him. These ties are leaving this level of financial ties between us alone through percentages and loans and all kinds of, you understand? Because I don't feel the system. The system is so big, it's so connected and integral that I can't, in my mind, that is only working egoistically, 0101, I can't perceive it. I need to transit to this analogical system where we're all connected and we're all tied together at once. And this analogical system that is interconnected, it's not possible for one to gain and for the other to lose. In each moment, we need to be balanced. All of us together, we all need to rise in our level of life and feeling the good life and being comfortable and feeling good, healthy, secure, all of us. It's impossible for one to be against the other. And therefore, when we see Russia, America, China, Brazil, Europe, the land of Israel, like against all the other neighbors that it has, this cannot continue. It cannot be. We are in a world that will not tolerate these things any further. It does not tolerate them. The ties between us are already, they are forcing us to connect. They're obligating us. So who is to blame for all of the countries in their politics? This politics is the same trade, commerce, in their connections between them. That they cannot connect correctly. Who is to blame for this? Jews? Why? Because they are not opening up to the entire world the method of connection. The method of connection, the correct one that can, in our times, work and exist. Without us sharing between us this force of bestowal, we won't be able to connect between us in the integral system. The system won't work. What is this business that uses the force of bestowal? You said that we won't be able to sustain a business where one gains and the other loses. But a new business is where everybody does it together, rises together. We've reached a state where you have Jeffrey and John and me in the middle, the Jews. Yes. And Jeffrey and John, they used to connect through me before, and I would transfer merchandise from between them, and I would gain in the middle. Trade. I would take into consideration how much I can gain off of Jeffrey and how much I can gain off of John. Off of both of them, yes? Okay. So now we've entered a system where it's not that I gain the maximum of Jeffrey or John from them. I need to take into consideration how much they gained from this also. I need to be considerate of this. And each of them needs to take this into consideration. In what? In how much everybody gains. In the trade that we see today, Jeffrey wanted to take everything from John. And John wanted to take everything from Jeffrey and not to pay. And I wanted to take from both of them. Trade, business. Right, but we calculate. Just like when I enter a store, I want to take that, but the salesperson says, no, I need to take your wallet. So in the middle, we say, okay, how much can I pay? And we cut it off in the middle. So we don't go into war, but we have a kind of struggle or fight, yes? You go to the market and you say, no, I want to pay this much, no, this much, no, this much, no, bring down the price. It's negotiation. This negotiation is actually a struggle, it's a war. But at the end, it finishes, it ends in a kind of little peace agreement. Right, how much I pay and etc. But this is still a war. It's a war between two egos. Right? Right. And now this cannot continue. Now I have to take into consideration how much you gain and how much I gain. And that both of us will gain. But there is such an approach. It's called win-win. Win-win situation. And the best situation, and I think every Jewish merchant will understand this, is that the win-win is what wins, is where everybody gains. Jeffrey is happy, he goes home happy, John's happy, and I am the happiest of all, because I'm in the middle. It's win-win. This is something well-known. It's better than if I, say, run you over, but then tomorrow I won't have anyone to do business with. Also, wolves take care of the sheep in this way. So what's new? What is new here? If it was like this, then we didn't have a crisis. We wouldn't have had a crisis today. The problem is that we need to be considerate of each other, in thought, emotionally, that we're all dependent on each other, and we all are in this deep mutual connection, just like in a family. This egoistic development of ours demands from us a consideration as if we're in one body, just like in a family where the entire world is one family. Imagine to yourself Jeffrey and John, who feel that they are beloved brothers, not the brothers that you see now that are willing to eat each other up, beloved brothers who belong, I don't know how to say it, they're connected. What kind of business can they do? Between them? Yes. It's a problem, right? If they're beloved brothers, then they should open a business together to use someone else. But if everybody is like this? No, but what if everyone is like this? Everybody's brothers. Then there's no business, right? What business do you have? In our world, there is no business anymore. There's only connection to each other to satisfy what everybody needs. And all the business goes up to the next level, which is connection between us, above our ego. The livelihood is completely different. It's in a new move, in the new type of coin, the new money, the new trade, where we gain not life according to how much gold each person has. Zahav, gold comes from zahav, to have. But how much can we make the life flow in the system of ours, the love flow, the connection, the mutuality? In that, we begin to feel life. Then this means that this current crisis is forcing us to rise to the next level of connection, to be satisfied on the material level in a mutual way for everyone, in the most necessary material way sense. This body should exist for a while, and we need to give it what it needs. We'll give it what it needs. But each one can now be connected to others on a completely different level, on the emotional level. And it is Jews that need to bring this to the world, the emotional connection. And this, is what the nations of the world are sensitive towards, and this is what they are subconsciously demanding from Israel. This is business. It's very strong. It's very necessary. This stock market, the entire humanity is within it. Everybody sells and buys in it. Everybody belongs to the system. because the entire world is one stock market. The system itself, this body, this new body that they're about to connect between them, when they connect, when they unite, this new body is called a soul. And they, through this mutuality, when they connect, this body begins to have bestowal flow within it. Love, consideration, arvut flows between them, and then they discover new life. And the money is shared money, kisufa, the screen, this umbrella is shared by all. What do you mean? That the more that they rise above the private ego and it becomes a general ego, then they all have, each and every one, a special contribution. The more that he pays each and every one above their private ego to participate in the system, in accordance to that, he attains his feeling of life, his sense of livelihood from the entire system, in accordance to his contribution and investment. So then, in general, all in all, we are stabilizing here a new connection between people, so that to the extent that each one connects to this new humanity, the integral humanity, each one gains in accordance to that. And everybody has the ability to do this. And nobody lacks it. But the free choice, the effort remains as usual. Just like today. You need to exert yourself. So today, if there is good business, you've finished your work week, you go home for the weekend to your family, and everybody's glad. She goes back to her family, everybody's happy. And me, who's the one who made all this business, I go back to my home, and everybody's happy. That's good business. Yes. Now, in this new business, if I understand correctly, your emphasis in this new business is that it's the business on the emotional level. And today, no? Yes, also today it influences our emotions. It doesn't just influence, it's completely emotional. It's emotional. Okay, so in this new business, will we go home happy, each of us? Whatever you have in each and every moment. You don't need to wait for the weekend to go home. I'm just saying, it's like a summation. Of course. All three of us will go home happy? Of course. We don't steal from each other. Everybody has what they need in accordance to their efforts, to the more exertion that you gave, but not at the expense of the other. And who promises that it won't be at the expense of others? No, you can't steal from the other, because it all depends on your own exertion, your own effort. This... What do you mean? The business goes bad when somebody cheats. No, here you can't cheat, because in accordance to your effort, you connect, in accordance to the power of your investment in the system, you connect and you feel life, you feel fulfillment, you feel pleasure. Only in accordance to your investment. Nobody interferes. What do we trade between us? Business is where we trade. You have something, she has something, I have something. Something flowed between us, and then we're all happy, and that's the business. And tomorrow we'll do the same. We'll continue to do business again. When there's business, everyone's happy. What do we trade here in this new business? We exchange a coin. Well, what flows between us? Between us, the force of bestowal, love, and connection, and mutuality flows. And this is what you enjoy, because suddenly there is this flow of forces, the flow of the force of life, the feeling of life. It flows. Today, we find ourselves in such a connection between us in a dead body. There is no flow of life in our body between us. Each one wants to kill the other, not to think of them. I won't give you a thing. I want for everything to stay with me, to keep everything for myself. This is called when the body is dead. We can't enjoy it. We feel each and every one. Only our experience of life is only on the animal level. Our business is stuck. It's not flowing. It's not a good time. It's a bad period for business. It won't be better because you develop this business between the material bodies. Between the bodies. But each one is greedy. That's the problem. They don't want to make a gain together. What do we do in this new business? I asked a basic question. What threatens business is that I'm afraid that you're cheating, that you're lying. And everything is stuck because of that today. No, we're not talking a business like we did before. You're talking a business where I sell to you some object and you give me something in return. Or either money or something else. You trade with me. We're finishing all of that business, no more. We are now in a system that on the material level, whatever we need for this life, each one will receive and be satisfied. There will be no business there. It will just be the necessary existence. All of the business where we go and gain in accordance to our effort and we advance in that will be only on the spiritual level, on the level of our connection, on a virtual level. We are transiting into a completely virtual world. Our bodies exist, but all of our experience of life is in the virtual feeling and the connection between us. That's where we all live. This is where we feel life, our existence. There's something here that I'm not grasping in terms of the theft. When there's business, there's theft. You said before that today, Jeffrey and John, they have a complaint towards the Jewish merchant that he's stealing from them. Right? Oh, yes. Now, the same Jew. No, he's not stealing. They are blaming him that they also do not have this trade. Not that he's stealing, but it's not even happening for them. Not that he created this trade for them and then stole in the middle, but that they can't trade to begin with. The commerce is in crisis because there's something missing in their connection, the correct way of connection, and it's the Jew who is to blame for it because he's not giving his correct participation in the connection between them to the connection between them. They feel that there needs to be something here, a kind of component in our world that Jews have stolen. That they are causing everything to go wrong in the world. They are the reason for everything that's bad. Let's say there was a kind of string that connected Jeffrey and John, that you would trade between them and everything was fine. You, in the middle, have taken out a kind of component from this string which tied them together. And they accuse you for that. They blame you for that. And what do they say? It's better if we kill him, for him to disappear off the face of the earth, instead of be harmful. But if you go to them and say, no, I understand my role, and I know where we need to now add for you to be better off, to feel good, and I'm going to do this, and you should just help me with that, and you will gain their support. What is this string? The connection between them. The connection between them. Add your force of bestowal to their forces of reception. By the Jewish nation not fulfilling its role, it's being a thief? What else? Of course. It's stealing what? It's dealing the feeling of life, the livelihood, the progress. And in general, today we're not even talking anymore about progress and livelihood. We're talking about a crisis, about the descent, a fall. People are poor. They're unemployed. When you build a startup, then usually what happens in a startup, there are the entrepreneurs, they have the ideas. It's like a great idea they have. And then in the development of their startup, they need to raise money or investors. They need to convince people that there's potential for this idea. I have these people, my organization. A company that grows, it needs to gain more and more trust from the public that is expressed in investment to believe in you or others. So we do that through dissemination. So my question is, we see that the Jews here have a startup in their hands that is going to be the new business. You said everything is falling apart. The crisis is showing us that everything is falling apart. There is no glue, and we are the ones who have this glue. You have the best product in the market, a glue to hold together all the systems that are falling apart. How? What do you need to do with this idea in order to recruit the investors? When they produce something in high tech, you need to make the original, the blueprint, the prototype, and then you begin to manufacture it. So before we talked about Jews and the nations of the world, but now let's talk about Israel and the Israeli public. Until now, we've talked about all kinds of interactions that were international between Jews. Well, the example I can give is roundtables, workshops, what happens in schools and kindergartens, examples from the past, maybe from history, from what happened before. Maybe some examples from some towns where we can create this connection between people and see how it's good to be connected. But actually, it's education. I'm not talking about such a small level. I'm talking bigger. Because the state of Israel is small. This is a small country. And now we talked about a role and a destination, a destiny of Jews to be a glue between all the nations of the world. So before we go out with this product to the stock markets, the question is, do we not need to do something here in Israel to illustrate the benefit of this product? Yeah, now I'm talking about within Israel. Do we need to, and how? Can you illustrate a picture for me to, not what we need to do, but just a picture of what the Israeli public needs to live as a, to be a model, so as to be a model for a society in which this glue already, we've already put this glue between the different components. And then you can say, here, you see, dear world, here we've created, according to this perception that we want to advertise to the entire world, we've created this model that is connected. There's the glue. It's harmonized. It's a harmonized system, as you said. And now we want to show you how to do this. So I'm not even asking what are the processes on the way. I just want a description of how this Israeli public is handling itself according to the principle of this glue, according to this new business. Can we do this new business? You can. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Okay, but just can you draw this for me? Can you illustrate this for me? First of all, it's possible because now we are integrated with the ego of the nations of the world. We've come back from exile to here. So that same Jeffrey and John, they are integrated within each and every one of us here in Israel. Okay. We are already relating to each other, not as Jews that had this small thickness of ego in the days of Abraham, but as Jews in which each one of them has the Nazi and the anti-Semite inside, each and every one of the of us. So what we need to do now, this society, as I said before, you're asking what and what phases? No, what does the Israeli society need to look like for this model to be so attractive for the entire world to say, I want that. Explain to me how to get that. And then I can take this product and advertise it in the stock market. We only need to bring this society to connection. And by working and creating this connection, we will feel how much we need to lower our dealings with all the rest of the things that are not necessary. Not necessary to the life of the physical body. I don't need 1,000 types of cottage cheese in the supermarket. I don't need anything that is unnecessary. I only need a normal physical existence that is healthy and safe. And the rest is only to develop the feeling of connection between us in order to feel life on the human level. What do you mean? I mean that we will feel life in the connection between us. Where a new system will be opened up between us, a system of connection on the human level, the level that is alike to nature, to the integral nature. And we, in the system, will feel these forces, our relationships, which flow between us in an eternal way. And this feeling is so warm and fulfilling for us and satisfying that we won't want anything else instead of it, except for it. And even if our body grows old and dies, we will still remain, all of us, in this feeling. So let's say that Jeffrey and John come and do some tourism here in Israel. They'll land here in Ben-Gurion Airport, and they'll go out and start to travel and look around in the land of Israel, where the startup is already operating. We've created this society with the glue and everything. What do they see here in Israel that they don't see at home? They see that they are living in a very simple material fulfillment. What is it? Recession? No, satisfaction, I said, not recession, where each one has exactly what he needs and he doesn't need anymore. He doesn't demand anymore. And nobody demands more than what his body needs. He doesn't even demand it. He receives this this material as much as he needs. Everybody's got exactly what he needs on the physical level. Yes, and all the rest, everybody is undergoing this education, exercises, and mutual investment only for the sake of connection that is more and more powerful and secure and open in all of its ways and qualities that are being revealed. People that will come here to Israel, what will they feel is different in them? Well, till now I understood two things. First of all, I understood that what they see here different is that a person has everything he needs on the material level. So his head isn't even disturbed by that. He's got what he needs. The second thing is that I understood that they are undergoing a kind of social educational process. I didn't exactly understand what, but I want to ask something else. By coming to a different country, you feel, what is the atmosphere? What's going on? In some country, people are very cold. In others, people are very happy. Others are dealing with money. Others are on the beach. What will they see here that they've never seen before? And it will give them a kind of wow feeling. That's what we want too, in terms of the emotional frequency that they'll feel here in the public. That everything that people do, both in the material level and in the relations between them, everywhere they look, they see people who take every action, every movement they do is out of consideration with others, that is whole. And therefore each and every action, it evokes such a great power and internal feeling that it's immeasurable. And it has this constant new flow and a feeling of happiness. And you can see on these people that they feel eternal life, that they are not concerned about anything. They feel life above the body. And they feel this entire world is something they need to deal with on the necessary level. But they are all actually, 99% of their thoughts and desires and efforts and exertion and everything they do is already on a different level that they are busy with. It's like children. They can't exactly know what are the parents doing there, but they know that they're occupied with this entire world that they have. But I am living at home, and I don't know their world. I didn't understand what the children explain again. It's nice. Maybe they'll have such a feeling, like children, small children who live at home. That's what Jeffrey and John will be like. Yes, they're 2 or 3 year olds. That's maybe 4 even. They know that the parents go out of the house. They have their business. They have all kinds of things they do, and then they come back home. So they have a big world of their own, the parents. Yes, but the kids at home, they don't exactly understand it. So also Jeffrey and John will feel that towards the Israeli public. Yes, so they won't grasp exactly what's happening. Of course not, but they need to be impressed. How will they want it too? No, they'll be impressed by this feeling that they feel good. They'll feel good and no more. Because where will they feel what the other people enjoy? They'll feel that they're enjoying, that they're fulfilled, that they feel this eternal life. They won't feel that it's eternal, but they'll feel that these people, they have, they're satisfied. They have this unlimited satisfaction. But what is exactly the type of satisfaction? What is he enjoying? This is something you can't give, can't transfer. You can't. How? We talked today a lot about trade and this new business. And there's a word that I keep marking to myself, a word that I'm able to grasp in your words and your things you say. I think this dominant word is flow. We said that the Jew is that merchant that knows how to create this flow. We said that the business is this power that makes the flow. And so now this is our startup. We're making this new flow. This flow is a flow of cash. Exactly, a flow of cash. Everything's flowing. What you always have something to cause this flow. Your money, your screens, your participation in the general system. This is your money. This is what you pay in order to enjoy. Oh, you moved a bit quickly. We understood what the flow is. Today it's not flowing and there's something new. Wherever there is flow, there is a feeling of life, right? Yes. Good. And the flow can only exist through give and take, yes? The giving force and the receiving force, they correctly connect between them and they create flow in a balanced way. Yes. Now, how much... The extent to which I give to the general system is the extent to which I connect to it. And when I connect to the system, then in accordance to my effort and investment, It flows through me as well. I receive as well. It's the same trade. It's the livelihood. I go to a factory, I invest, and I receive my salary, my livelihood. It's the same here. I go to this factory, this big society that is connected with millions of people, connected mutually between them, spiritually, in mutual bestowal and mutual concern between them, like brothers, like one family. I connect to it, me. And these are these two hoses, these two channels. I connect to them. And what do I give to them? I give my heart, my desire, and my participation in caring for others. And then to the extent that I connect in this way, then through me, these shared feelings flow through me, these common desires, their desires, the feeling of common life, of shared life, of higher life. It's a society. It's not just that I'm... By connecting to them above the ego, the material ego, I attain the spiritual feeling of life. This is how I fulfill myself on the higher level, from material to spiritual. This system that I connect to helps me rise from the degree of animal to the degree of man, of human. And I go to them and I connect to them through my, and I use my ego. They give me the power to rise above it and to cause a flow into them of my force of bestowal, so that my force of reception to be turned into a force of bestowal. And then I add this to everyone, and by that I receive from them, through this connection, I receive from all of them. But when I come to them, I actually come with my ego. Meaning I'm an animal, I'm a beast that comes to them. And when I connect to them and want to rise above my animal, I want to give them against my animal my force of bestowal, of connection. And by that I raise myself through them to the human level. And then spiritual life flows through me. The flow is already spiritual life. I feel what exists beyond my physical body, outside of it, what's inside all of them. What I understood symbolically, I still didn't understand how this happens in actuality, is that if we were, each of us was an engine like this, constantly taking and sucking out of it, and now in connection it begins to give and give and give. But how? I mean, I can imagine how this engine connects to the system. Instead of absorbing to itself, it begins to cause a flow into the system. The more it causes the flow, the more it receives. This is the mechanism, right? This is why it's called the integral. But the question is, how does the brain begin to grasp this mechanism? Because there's a model that is now being illustrated in front of my eyes, that we're like mechanisms that constantly take, and once we connect, we begin to give, to put in this investment, this force, and by giving, we receive. And the more that we give, the more we receive, right? Is this the mechanism? Yes, so that's the mechanism, but how do I actualize it in reality? This is the difficulty. Say I have this model, I see the machine in front of my eyes. How do I become like this machine? Through the troubles, the hardship, you gradually get nearer to this mechanism out of no choice. Also, Jeffrey and John. We're almost at the end of the show, and I'd really like to hear from you a summation, a summary. The topic in this talk was money and the human mind. We talked about the old business and the new business and so on. If you could summarize this whole understanding of money and the Jewish mind. The Jewish mind is truly the mind that knows how to create the correct connection. And not the small business in our world, but how to connect to the system of bestowal, the integral mutual system that is in true harmony with nature. And this investment into this great system, by covering the ego and turning it into, instead of reception, into bestowal, then by that we gain the great profit. And that's for next time. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. There are profits to be made. Come, we'll continue next time. Until then, all the best and goodbye.